More and more scientists see music as a window on how the brain works. Some believe the way the brain processes music is just as critical as how the brain accomplishes language. NPR's Richard Knox reports on a recent discovery published in the journal Science. It begins to show how the brain tells right from wrong, musically speaking.
Anyone can do it. It doesn't matter whether it's Mozart, McCartney, or Moby, we can all identify a wrong note. Ouch. But how do we recognize a clunker? That's a question Peter Giannata of Dartmouth College and his co-workers set out to answer.
This is, in fact, a very general question for the brain, because the brain is always forming predictions about how its environment behaves, and then depending on whether or not those predictions are fulfilled, the organism has to respond accordingly.
These second-by-second predictions are crucial to our survival. Just think about crossing the street. And Giannata says music is an excellent way to study how we do it.
Music is filled with the creation of expectations and the fulfillment of expectations or the violation of them.
To create those expectations, or to fool them and ultimately resolve them, music has to have a set of rules. Many of these rules have to do with tonalities or keys, C major, C minor, and so on. Here's a G major scale. And this is not a proper G major scale.
It's violated our expectations of what we should hear in G major.
We don't have to know it's G major to recognize it's wrong. We don't have to have any musical training. Somehow we just know. Psychologists have known for decades that our brains must have some internal representation, a sort of neural map, of all the keys in Western music. People in other cultures presumably grow up with different mental maps. But where are these tonal maps? To find out, Giannata commissioned Dartmouth undergraduate Jeffrey Burke to compose a piece that modulates through all the 24 major and minor keys. It sounds like this. Giannata played the piece to volunteers whose heads were inside a donut-shaped machine called a functional MRI scanner. It displays the parts of the brain that are active during particular mental processes. The MRI scanner enabled the researchers to pinpoint a part of the brain uniquely involved in keeping track of what Giannata calls harmonic space. It's an area of the brain the size of half a lime, just behind the forehead, called the rostromedial prefrontal cortex. Giannata says this is interesting, because this area is known to do three things. It helps us anticipate what might happen next, it monitors the boundary between ourselves and our environment, and it integrates emotion and experience.
It does make sense for a region that maps the sense of harmonic space and a region that's involved with the processing of emotion to overlap. Ultimately, we won't be able to perceive a piece of music as having some emotional quality if the musical information isn't making it to a part of the brain that can go, oh, now I'm feeling melancholy, or now I'm feeling jubilant.
Dr. Mark Judd Tramo of Massachusetts General Hospital says the finding reinforces his belief that making and appreciating music is part of every human's mental equipment.
People just don't realize how much they know about music. Through what you're born with and then your experience in our culture, you can't help but know so much about music that you don't even realize it.
So whatever your musical taste, your craving for music is hardwired. And now the Borromeo String Quartet, which earlier played us a note that Mozart never wrote, gets it right. Richard Knox, NPR News, Boston.